So I realize on my own, pretending he's beside me, char. So while I was alone, tigers, and going forward with the next episodes you're going to hear next week, and I still, it's cringy that I said I tried to sing that part, but there was a sense of discomfort when either I would be interviewed or my interviewee would have the topic of remembering the times they were alone. You know, when you're alone, you could get silly, right? So just thinking about yourself or other people when you see them quiet or they don't have much friends around them, and do you just like disturb them? Is it easy for you to make friends, or is it hard for you to talk to people? Also, what goes inside your head, tiger, when no one is around you? So your task for this week or onwards, really, is being able to be alone and having the freedom to do anything you want. And there are many things you could play in solo. Hi, tigers. I'm Scuds, and welcome to So Odd with Scuds. And I believe everyone has an odd experience, especially me time session means when you're alone. Be compassionate to yourself because you made yourself important. In this episode, we talk about playing the alone part. Before we begin, we just want to shout out the reviews I saw lately. Thank you to the Tigers for the 5-star ratings. And also, Rick and Putter says, love the content. It's great to listen, trust, and staying real. May the Most High favor you. Praying hands emoji. Super Jackson says, I am so happy I found this podcast. Listening helps me keep motivation and determination of my goal. Thank you. Sandra says, I really enjoy the podcast. Very inspiring episodes. And there's so many reviews. I want to shout them out next episode, but I feel really bliss seeing these ratings. And we just want to say thank you, Tigers, for that, because that really means a lot to me, and I'm going to print those reviews, so thank you so much. Let's begin the episode! There are times you don't have a family or friends to be there for you, and you want to communicate something when you want to be social. It's just no one is available right now, and there's just no one around you. You may like to talk, but you feel like there's a barrier, there's a wall, that you can't open things when you feel like it, or you can't totally be yourself if you're with others. And what I used to do in the past was I used to go, and I still love to go to the library. I would contain myself there with millions of books and climb ladders to reach more undiscovered books that I haven't read before. And it was a good way for me to distract myself because no one could give me answers to my problems. So I was hoping a book could give me an answer or distract me from my stress. I would sometimes, Tiger, go to the counselor, and sometimes it's someone counseling me with my overthinkingness of future problems that haven't existed, or I talk to myself in my room and I give myself a pep talk like, hey, not every time is gonna be like this, that you're going to be forever on your own. And the worst point I tried, Tiger, was this was just one time, but it was very sad, was I ate my lunch in the restroom. I hide in the cubicle and I sat down a toilet seat and I locked the door. I just ate my lunch there, and I hope that people who would come in would not smell my food. And I did this to avoid talking to my peers, which I know they're great. We just didn't have the same interests. You know, I didn't like to drink. I didn't like to smoke. I also didn't like to speak badly about somebody else or gossip. So it just wasn't my taste. So for me, I just couldn't tag along. But I kept the integrity that this was what I did whenever I was alone. I just felt like no one could understand me. So I would read books, overthink, and I would pep talk to myself to like motivate me again. And probably you have a different experience than mine, Tiger. I'm just saying that everyone have times that they are alone. And if I'm just really paying attention to myself whenever I'm alone again, you know, I had the freedom to do anything that I want. You get what I mean? Like, that sense of freedom, you know, like, you don't have to follow the status quo that you need friends every time you go out, and you don't have to do the same things that I did. You don't have to live with the chaos that's brought in work or stress each day when someone does talk to you. You know, we have different reasons why we want to be alone. So, for example, you know, when you're alone, this is a good way when you just want to try and practice more being alone, is you could sing more, you could dance more silly, and you play louder your music. You could try a new recipe before you kill someone with your cooking. Hopefully they don't die and they go to heaven from deliciousness of your food. I'm just saying that in my world, food is life. Food is life, Tiger, uh-huh. So for me, I would also try to walk my dog, Kit Kat, and walk to different places with her. Anyway, probably have different ways you want to spend time doing things alone. And even getting lost to new places you never went to, you have the freedom to do that because you have this chance to be alone. Remember the times you had an adventure and you just had no idea, you had no schedule, and you don't know what's going to happen next? Just pause, Tiger. Think of the times you had a solo trip or walk and no one is around you. Before we continue, Tigers, I just really want to say thank you so much to all the Tigers out there that leaves a review to the show in their favorite music app. One is from Potter Hickens, who said, "This is one of the most informative, uplifting, and enlightening podcasts I found lately. I leave every episode feeling positive and excited about what I've just heard." And that really makes me happy, just to hear Tigers giving some reviews and thoughts of their own. We're an open channel in Facebook and Instagram to receive messages, but we also want to give a format in Wisdom app. So if you have any questions, Tiger, or wandering thoughts, you can always forward them to me in the Wisdom app. Wisdom app is available in Google Play Store and App Store, and it is one of the best recommended apps for you to download. And did I say it's free? Because it's free. So thank you again, Tigers, for the support, the love, the reviews. We appreciate it all. Let's get back to the episode. The reason for that memory, Tiger, that I asked for your solo trips or when you were alone, is because I took traces of the same experiences from my own habits, but just different locations. So sometimes I got to meet new people from having the same interest of reading the same book. Sometimes my relationships got tense because we couldn't agree anymore on the same things. And there are times that when things change, we also change slightly for the better. That now when we do it again, we know better. But you clearly could hear the wisdom that goes to your ears that whatever you do, whether you were with people or when you walked around in many places alone, honestly, like, you didn't get to do that before. So part of growing up and getting more adventures with mishaps and more life changes, age changes, school changes, career changes, it just gives you a little glimpse that from being alone, it does not mean we do think about it sometimes though, like, oh, I'm gonna cry because I'll be forever alone. But again, like when you're alone, it just gives you awareness of your fears and limitations too when things change. And it also gives you a glimpse of spending time alone or solo activities without needing the approval of other people, because it's just you who gets to see for yourself if you're improving or not. So, you know, Tiger, I know this is quite like deep. Just by learning that and walking through things in different scenarios, that it does make us more aware of not being stuck to repeating the same habits and same routines or negative mindset, that you can create habits now and interests of something you never thought of doing. And hopefully you have time to journal that down. Because either it's a selfie or amazing sketch, you must be feeling proud of yourself because no one told you to improve. You just started to do that on your own. So what about scuds if you're choosing to be alone because of bad things or you don't have someone right now? Okay, now if I wanted to talk to people, like let's say you're labeling yourself as single or you're just used to the silence. That's a choice. That's not your whole life. It's just your present for this few minutes. You know, you think you're single, alone, and silent. Or you could, in another minute or in a few hours, feel like you're loving, you're jamming, and you're talkative. But again, things will change. And there's just this freedom from that standpoint that from playing things and doing things on your own, you now get to approach people with new lessons and great stories. You could now enjoy being curious, you know, about people with a slight courage to say hello. It's just scary, but gotta have courage. And it's not just about talking between two people, you know what I mean? It could also be your legacy through your work, your art, your help to the community, how you wanna give back to other people. You could still have a conversation with millions with your performances or times when you invested on your craft when you were alone. And you don't know, but you're still part and affected people's lives because your work is going to be seen by them. But hey. So I just scratch a little bit about playing and being alone could also be a good thing. I just realized I'm still alive, so I really don't know how to end this how do I stop being alone part, you know? I just know that when you, Tiger, and I had done everything we wanted to do, part of it was also embracing our life, explored difficulties and joy of starting things on our own. So the takeaway before we end this episode, and I hope that whenever you do feel alone or you overcame things because you have to be silent, you get the moment to write those realizations down. You could create art, and don't forget to embrace those times that you did things alone. You learned wisdom from yourself. Thank you for spending oddly your time with me, Tiger. I'm Scuds, and you've been listening to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. You can follow So Odd on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You could ask me anything in the Wisdom app and get a voice reply from me and rate, review this podcast in your favorite music app. Thank you for your reviews. Join me next week for another So Odd session. So Tiger, wherever you are, thank you. Salamat. Merci, terima kasih, dejikur idirim, and remember, amping in my language means take care. So Tiger, amping!